Spirit Works presents The Spiritual Danger of Donald Trump, 30 Evangelical Christians on Justice, Truth, and Moral Integrity, edited by Ronald J. Sider, read by, in order of first appearance, Elizabeth Wiley, Robin Ray Eller, George Guidel, Mark Bramhall, Eduardo Ballerini, Heather Henderson, Alvin Sanders, Janina Edwards, Milton Bagley, with narration and music by Daniel Dietrich. A special thank you to Mr. Dietrich for permission to use his original music. Dedication. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18. Prologue. When We Respond to God's Calling, by Bandy X. Lee, read by Robin Eller. Bandy X. Lee, M.D., M.Div., is a forensic psychiatrist at Yale School of Medicine and a graduate of Yale Divinity School. She is the author of more than 100 peer-reviewed articles and chapters, the editor of 16 academic books, the author of Violence and Interdisciplinary Approach to Causes, Consequences, and Cures, and the editor of the New York Times bestseller, The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump, 37 Psychiatrists and Mental Health Experts Assess a President.
Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, Here I am. I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, my God. Your law is within my heart. Psalm 40, verses 6 through 8. This book is the product of a series of responses to a calling. That still small voice that beckons, and when we drop everything to answer, reveals a larger plan. Three of us were involved. Dr. Chris Thurman started it with great boldness and no hesitation. As a psychologist, he knew of the book I edited, The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump, a collection of essays by mental health professionals who felt the duty to warn the public about the new president's psychological dangers. Despite being a multi-authored book of specialized knowledge, it became a runaway bestseller that even one of the biggest publishers in the country had not prepared for. It took 5 weeks for them to replenish the stocks in a way that would not deplete within hours. Chris noticed MDiv at the end of my name and saw the possibility of doing something similar for Christians. I did not know Chris at the time, but he recognized something important. While I made use of my training and knowledge, the book I edited was not mine. There was divine work behind the timing, the preparation, and the way the circumstances came together. I simply happened to be available. With the passing of my mother, a devout Christian, I had nothing more of true value to lose in this world. I had rid myself of most of my possessions, and all that I was seeking in my remaining days was to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. Psalm 27. Thus, when the Lord called, I had but one response. Here I am. I am the Lord's servant. Luke chapter 1, verse 38. This is when He plunged me straight into the center of the political world, and all my credentials, university affiliation, medical degree, background in violence prevention, and work with prisoners were put to use. I witnessed something similar happening with Chris. He answered a call and was obedient all the way, regardless of the personal or professional cost. Early in the quest, however, Chris encountered a difficult challenge. He came to the painful realization that because of his lack of formal theological training, he was to do all the work, but not be listed as an editor. The editor of any book knows all the work that goes into selecting and recruiting authors, bringing them together, and getting them to contribute on time. With a sensitive topic like this one and the tight timeline we were proposing, it was a monumental
Sample complete. Ready to continue?